International student applications are down in parts of the country, but not here in Massachusetts. That according to university officials here. WBUR's Fred Tice recently attended a conference in Boston that brings together college counselors and university officials from around the world, and he's in with us now to talk about it. Hi, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
So the reason we're talking about this is that there was concern that President Trump's election might slow down the rate of international students coming to the U.S. What'd you find out?
Well, you know, there was a lot of worry at this conference I went to, the National Association for College Admission Counseling. International students are a huge business. In Massachusetts alone, they bring more than $2 billion a year. At the conference, one of the presenters put up a word cloud of concerns international students reported about coming to the U.S., and the two biggest words, Donald Trump.
So are the policies of President Trump then causing international students to stay away, Fred?
Last year, 40% of U.S. colleges saw a decline in applications from international students. But in Massachusetts, the picture's very different, at least at the big schools for international students. UMass Amherst, for instance, has seen an increase in the number of international freshmen enrolling this year. At Harvard Medical School, applications from international students were also up this year. Of course, they are pretty much every year. It is Harvard Medical School. Boston University was concerned that some international students might tell university officials that, after all, they were deciding not to show up. Well, that didn't happen, at least not here in Massachusetts. And that story here at BU is pretty typical of, you know, Harvard in general, MIT, Northeastern University, the other big colleges for international students.
Well, let me ask you this. Is the political climate in the U.S. the only reason international applications from international students were down this year in parts of the country other than right here?
No, and that was a learning experience for me. The greatest number of international students come from China, and a U.S. diplomat based in Beijing said Chinese people really don't get a lot of news about the political situation in the U.S. They don't even have access to many of the international news sites. But she said there is one thing making potential Chinese students fearful of coming to the U.S., and that is violence, whether it's our crime rate or the number of guns or police violence against people who are not white, or attacks on Asians, such as happened on that United Airlines flight earlier this year when a passenger of Asian descent was dragged bloodied from his seat when the flight was overbooked.
Did you come away from that conference with a sense of why things seem to be different here in Massachusetts?
There was a general sense among participants that this was a blue state, red state thing, that somehow international students are able to distinguish between the parts of the country they perceive as friendlier to them. So California, for example, apparently is not suffering either, and most of the other northeastern states are not suffering from declines in international applications.
Okay. What's the sense of college administrators about the future then?
Well, right now, administrators are waiting to see what happens with applications for next year. But there's a sense that whatever doubts international students had over coming to the U.S., they're getting over them. I spoke to Chris Lawrence. He's the North America recruitment manager for the University of Sydney. And he says Canada, the U.K., and Australia are the three countries that have benefited the most from international students going there instead of to the U.S. since Trump's election.
What we refer to as the Trump bump. But there is a predilection for the United States. Students want to come here. They trust in the United States. They trust in the American people. And that's going to always supersede the stupidity of an individual.
Lawrence said students are coming back on vacation to their home countries, and they're telling people it's still fine here. And he predicts international students will return to the U.S. in their usual numbers next year.
All right, WBUR's Fred Tice will keep tabs on this as we move along. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Thanks, Bob.